New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. So now get two snack wraps plus fries and a medium soft drink for just $8.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul,
Colin Jettis.
It's Gettis, actually.
Jettis.
Gettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. What the fuck is happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. On today, that is actually Monday the 17th, this should be going out on Tuesday the 18th, but fuck it, I'm a rebel, I'm going to record it a day early because I'm actually not even available tomorrow because I'm involved in a shoot. As usual, let me plug some shit up front just to get it out of the way, you know what I mean? Just get it out of the way. Today's podcast is sponsored by beer52.com. It was a sponsor, it dropped off for a while, and now we're back with Beer 52. It's basically Netflix for craft beer, so if you're sick of drinking some fizzy piss that you have to buy 24 tins of, why don't you get yourself some good quality craft beer, you know, enjoy it, variety in your life, enjoy the beers, you know, get shit-faced. Most drinks companies don't want you to mention the fact that you're going to get drunk when you're drinking, but these guys just distribute, so fucking drink up, boys. Beer52.com, the reason I'm telling you about it is because if you listen to this podcast, there is a promo code which is BANTER10. Banter as in general banter, and 10 as in 10 fucking pounds off your first order when you sign up to beer52.com. Everything's subscription these days, isn't it? Subscribe to beer. Who'd have thought it? Beer52, check them out. They did actually send me beer, and I was trying to do a bit of promo with them, but I'd actually drank about two-thirds of them, you know, so you're trying to keep your hand over the top of the thing, like, yeah, this is a lovely beer, totally drank it already. Anyway, that's our sponsor for the week. The big gigs are obviously, if you're listening to this, Monday or Tuesday, Lavery's is Wednesday. I'm obviously taking a little bit of a break from it, performance-wise, because we've got the big gig in the Ulster Hall coming up. But nevertheless, Lavery's Comedy Club this Wednesday. It's the best midweek club you can get yourself to. Shane Todd is headlining, you know, not long after headlining the Ulster Hall himself. Not headlining, doing his show at the Ulster Hall. But you know, these guys have to rejuvenate their material, so he'll be doing some new bits, some old bits, some whatever, trying some new stuff, but it'll be exciting to watch. Dave Elliott MCs, and Alan Irwin supports, so that's going to be fucking lethal. And let me tell you something, this gig for the Ulster Hall is coming up, and the tickets are selling very well, okay? That's not one of those ploys where I'm like, guys, the tickets are selling well, so snap them up, and then everyone rushes out and buys one. I do want you to rush out and buy one if you were thinking of getting one. However, the fact that we sold as many as we have at this point is a fucking miracle. So it's just that last push. If you thought about getting a ticket, get it. Because you don't want to be let down. Because each of us today, we have to do a guest list. So we're probably going to end up with about 10 people each. So that knocks about 60 tickets off of the 1,000. So you got to get in there if you were thinking of going. It's going to be brilliant. You know what I mean? Things are coming together. Organizing cameramen to film it. And in case you're thinking, well, if he's filming it, I'll just watch it online. It's not going to go online in its entirety. It's going to be more of a, you know, documentary style thing. So definitely go. It'll be part of history, bro. It's going to be good crack. And then we'll go out afterwards and get shit-faced. Yeah! Why do I keep coughing? I literally haven't coughed ever. I'm in a lot of pain today because there used to be a time in this podcast when all I did was talk about jiu-jitsu and other stuff. Then, of course, we moved and I couldn't get to jiu-jitsu as much as I would have liked to. So now it's a rarity. You know, now it's a treat for me to go to jiu-jitsu. No one says that, do they? No one's like, yes, cannot wait to go to have big fucking muscly dudes basically squeeze my neck to the point where I can barely twist my fucking head the next day. But, you know, people are different, aren't they? People like yoga. People like fucking whatever. You know, I wish I could meditate, but I just don't have the patience. So instead, as some sort of mindfulness, you know, clear your mind. You know, I'm just going to go and get fucking choked. Immediate threat of death somehow makes you feel rather relaxed afterwards. And I'll tell you something, my tits are killing me today. So that's all I can say, really. If you're looking some tit workout, and, you know, some maybe like your arse cheeks are sore and your hip flexor, you know, that thing that sort of attaches your quad to your fucking leg, they're sore. So that's where I am today. Other news, other general banter. That's the name of the podcast, General Banter Podcast. There's a girl on first dates here and her eyebrows are absolutely fucking serious. Just after watching that SAS program, Who Dares Wins, which I swear to God, I don't watch fucking anything. I don't watch anything. And anytime that series on, it's about the only program where I'm like, it's Monday night, it's 9 o'clock, sit down and watch this shit. Don't know why. Just always obsessed with the SAS, even when I was a kid, had books about, don't get me wrong, wouldn't have joined the armed forces, couldn't have run the length of my own arm, let alone, you know, go somewhere and I don't know if I could deal with authority. I'd be one of those rogue soldiers, wouldn't I? They're like, yo, Geddes, you have no respect for authority. And I'm like, suck a dick, bro. And then I'm like, don't worry, because I'm hard as fuck. And then they're like, go over and kill these cunts. And then I go over and I'm like, I'm not going to shoot him. Like, he's just chilling out there. And then I'll be trying to speak to him. I'm like, here, are we really going to kill each other? And I would be a maverick. They should make a film. They should make a film about how cool a soldier I would be. You know, just chilling out with the locals and all. Let's crack. Let's eat this goat. But yeah, I fucking love that show. Who Dares Wins, bro. It's the best. What other things have been happening? I'll skim you through the week. It's hard to talk about stuff on a podcast these days because the vlog runs parallel to this. So I've talked about jiu-jitsu. It's in the vlog. You know, everything that I've talked about is going to be in the vlog. Apart from the gig in Derry, which I didn't take footage of. But let me tell you something. I actually said to the guy that ran, Peter Davidson, also a comedian, had a show called Guns and Rose, nearly pissed myself. I said to him, I was like, listen, mate, get me down before fucking Christmas in the Masons Comedy Club and let me do a fucking normal gig for anybody in Derry who just wants to go to a comedy club instead of a fucking giant marquee full of people drinking German beer. It's set up for the fucking heck of what? It's just a bad setup, you know what I mean? Now, don't get me wrong, Mickey emceed, so the crowd were as well-behaved as you're going to get in a marquee full of people. And, you know, I feel like I got away with it. They probably wanted a longer set, but, you know, I know I've done stand-up long enough where I know, like, you know, that'll do you. I'm aware that it's 11:45 at night, and you see the same person get up for a second piss, you're like, you know, people don't want to be here right now. It's dragged on a bit too much. And but saying that, lovely, lovely crowd in Derry. And honestly, I don't know what the crack is, but I've fucking, like, you know, I get people asking me to get a photo sometimes. Sometimes on a night out, you maybe take fucking 10, 15 photos. Sure. I don't know how many fucking photos I took in Derry the other night, but I was just standing there and there was a queue of people. Just one after another, like, just taking photo after photo. Some dude put his arm around my neck. He's holding a pint, poured the pint all down my tits. I was like, great. I felt like every person that came up to me, I was like, by the way, I didn't spill a whole fucking pint of, like, beer down myself. Some other dude did this. So enjoy your photo of me where it looks like I'm lactating out my tits. But all in all, great experience. Went to Mickey Bartlett's house afterwards, which is a lovely house, apart from it's in literally the fucking prostate of nowhere. It's just 5 minutes outside of Derry. Is it, mate? On what, a fucking Concorde? Jesus Christ. It's out of Derry about fucking 25 minutes is what it is. Down a fucking... Jesus Christ, the night. Lovely house though, got to his house. Stayed there, drank some beer, can't remember much of the night. Went to sleep, woke up. He was already sick before he did this gig. Do you know, Mickey Bartlett is like my fucking canary down the mine. I always see if I'm ever like, Jesus, I'm putting on weight, or I feel a bit bad, or should I eat? I'm putting on weight. I've never noticed myself put on weight ever. See, when you're like a fucking big fat cunt, you can fluctuate about 3 stone and no one cares. I've had people say to me, oh, you look like you've lost weight. And you're like, really? I probably just have a different t-shirt on. Like, I really don't know the difference in fucking weight. You know what I mean? It's like, what's the Jimmy Carr joke? It's like throwing a deck chair off the Titanic. That's what losing a stone is like for me. You look like you've lost weight. What do you mean? Well, your eyes aren't just 2 slits, like a pig's fanny. You know? It's pretty brutal. But I swear to God, he had the cold, right? He's losing his voice. He was at my house a few days before that, and he's fucking... He's like, oh, I'm gonna fucking lose my voice. We were supposed to do a podcast, we ended up not doing it. I got on that Difflam stuff. I'm not even sure if that's how you say it. It's basically like a little deodorant that you squirt directly into the back of your neck. If you have a sore throat, you just open your mouth and go, which is, you know, an odd feeling for a fella, you know, getting sprayed in the tonsils. Unless you're in that sort of thing, you know what I mean? In brackets. Come. So he took that off me and he's like, I feel great now. I'm going to smoke a fucking fag. And goes out the front, smokes, coughs his fucking brains up. So by the time I seen him on Thursday, he was kind of like, he was coming around a bit. Still got a bit of the flu, still blowing his nose a lot. And then we went out on the piss. We're in a tent, which is cold, smoking and drinking all fucking night. Whatever German beer. It was called Spaten or something, or Spaten. Spaten! But it may as well be called fucking Hemorrhage. That should be the name of their beer. Would you like a pint of Hemorrhage? Mickey did all the jokes on stage that night. Like, you know, Fist and Childer and fucking... What is it? Busten Hyman, all those stupid fucking German beer names. Licken Sphincter. All that carry on. But I swear to God, we woke up in his house the next day. His girlfriend Louise, she's kind of doing some admin work from home. Because it was a Friday after all, it wasn't the weekend. And he comes down. Like, first of all, I go down in the kitchen. I thought that everyone was up. Because his girlfriend Louise was on the phone, so I thought she was having a conversation with him. So I go downstairs, he's still in bed. She's a bowl of chopped fruit there, and she's putting sorbet in it. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? And she goes, it's sorbet for wee Michael, he's sick. And I was like, see if I fucking... First of all, fair play to her for giving him any sort of sympathy. Because the way it normally works is, you know, if a girl has something wrong with her, she'll remember it forever like a fucking elephant. You didn't get me exactly what I wanted last time I was sick. And then you're lying there just like fucking bleeding out your ear. She'd be like, could you please not bleed on the sofa, please? That's a sort of male-female relationship. But fair play to her for actually feeling sorry for this fucking idiot and making him like sorbet. Who is fucking sorbet in their house even? Do you know what? That's typical of Mickey. Like, not lovely sorbet, isn't it? Lovely fucking sorbet. And she brings up the stairs to him, and I was like, in the name of Christ. And then he comes waddling down the stairs. At one stage, he coughed so hard, he obviously just barfed the fucking oyster into his mouth and had to go in the toilet and spit it out, and then come back going, I'm really sorry you had to see that. And then just, it's the fucking mess. I feel like I'm slobbering behind his back. I'd say this to his face. As long as I've known Mickey, I've literally seen him drink about half a glass of water. And the rest of it's just been beer or some sort of Coke. Or the odd coffee with 3 sugars in it. But he's a wreck, like, God bless him. Like, he's just, like, sitting there and he's like, I'm going to have a Hall soother, spray this Difflam stuff on my throat, take my dad's inhaler, and then go outside for a fag. Oh, what an absolute heap of shit. But he's my heap of shit. So we did that. And then the weekend, we basically just fucking, I don't know what we did. It's just a lot of, I think I drank Friday and Saturday, which is just an absolute nightmare, you know? sometimes when you've had a heavy one night, the 2 days after that, you could easily sort of have casual drinks, which on any other night would get you blocked. But on these two nights, you're like, well, this will take the edge off the post hangover. So that was essentially it. Got an email over the weekend. You'll be glad to hear, guys, if you were involved, not involved, if you've seen the first series of Late License, which was a BBC sketch show that was supposed to basically showcase new talent. I was in the first series of it. You probably didn't hear about it because no one did, because they didn't know how to promo it. And no one watched it, even though they repeated it 15,000 times on TV. Did we get repeat fees? No, we didn't. Thanks for asking. So they were going to do a second series of that. And I was like, right, I'm very busy at the minute. I'll go in, hear what they have to say. They were like, how much would you like to contribute to this? And I'm like, listen, bitch, tell me what you want and I'll do it for you. But that's not obviously what they did. They let me fucking submit ideas to them, and then they sort of picked a few, which is a nightmare, because you submit ideas, they pick the ones they fancy, which aren't necessarily the ones you're confident in will be the funniest, which is very strange. So I had some sweet ideas for that. Sent it in. They were like, cool, cool, let me just fucking talk to such and such and blah, blah. And then they sent out, they're like, yeah, I basically said to, without sounding like a cunt, and I'm giving away all my personal information here, but I was like, listen, the only way I can do this at the minute, I'm just letting you behind the, you know, this is what I'm doing, guys. We're friends, you know, I've given you my beer 52 fucking discount code. Let me tell you what it's like trying to get stuff on BBC NI, right? So, which is amazing, because you could come up doing comedy in Northern Ireland and go, I can't wait till I'm on TV, because then people will recognize me and then I'll be able to put it on my posters as seen on such and such. But the actual TV bit of the whole business, is which should be the top of the mountain for most people, is literally the worst fucking experience you'll ever have. So I was like, right, here's the ideas I'd like to do. They go, no problem, let me speak to our other fucking person. And I said to them, listen, I'm very busy at the minute. I will do this, but I'm purely doing it for the money, because I'm not doing it for exposure, and I'm not doing it for because I enjoy doing it. I was like, I will literally do this for money, so tell me what you want to pay me, and I'll see if I want to do it. You know, so there was this sort of, what do you want to do, and do you want to develop any more ideas? And I was like, yep, here's my ideas. And then they go off, guys, right, and come back with a sum of money. It is the biggest dick softener in the world when someone's like, and I'm sure you're sitting at home going, there's people would kill to be on TV and you're fucking giving off about money. But honestly, I'm not going into figures, but you know, you look at this, you look at the money and you're like, are you sure you want me to be on BBC One? Even if it is BBC NI, this is how much you pay people generally. And then you start to think of other people who are on fucking same shit. You're like, if Tim McGarry was in this, or if anyone else was in this fucking sketch show, would they be getting this amount of money? I doubt it very much. And I was just like, nah, do you know what? Fuck you. I'll do my own stuff. So me and Shane have already had a chat. The stuff that we were going to do for that, we're just going to make anyway. You know, put it on our own fucking Facebooks and YouTubes. So you can see it whenever you want, guys, and then you don't have to fucking, you know, wait around for it to be on TV at 11:15 on a fucking Tuesday. So never again, guys. I mean, I would be against it from the start, the idea of like a crowdfunded thing. But it's looking like, you know, I might try it. It's not going to have to be, it's not going to be one of those like, I'm Colin and I'm Dragon's Den. I'm looking £250,000 to make a 10-minute sketch show. Nah, I might just go ahead and fucking do it anyway. That's it. That's the last you'll see of me on fucking TV in Northern Ireland. I'm stupid enough to do it the last time, but it won't happen again. Okay. I sound like one of those girls that just constantly goes out with, like, dickheads. He's different this time. He doesn't even hit me. He hasn't hit me. He's a sweetheart. Definitely stole all your stuff, though. Yes, but he's nice to me. My mommy likes him. Yeah, he's literally stole your credit card. I know, but he's gorgeous. What the fuck am I talking about? Jesus Christ, the night. So yeah, that's official. Sort of broke off that. If you're listening to this before Tuesday morning, I think the rest of the boys are doing Cool FM. So fair play to them. They're doing Cool FM in the morning. I was gonna go do it, but unfortunately tomorrow I'm shooting a thing for the council. I don't know what council it is, but they sent me a list of places that I was able to film in. And there's certain council areas. I say council areas, you know, I don't mean like a council estate. I mean like the Antrim Council, you know. So tomorrow we're going to go film something, which... Here's what happens. I heard this term, and I might have mentioned it last week. It's called Shreditor, right? When you shoot, produce, and edit your own stuff. Which is kind of what I do. It's the most ridiculous term I've ever heard. But what it means is, when you come around to doing jobs for people, video jobs, you kind of do it all. And you save yourself paying like 3 or 4 different people. Now, what that does mean though is, because you're almost fully in charge of a shoot, you have to produce it yourself. So, you find yourself, you know, on a Monday night printing out labels to put on a fake energy drink. Things like that. You know, you find yourself going, where do I buy like an American style trash can? Where the fuck do I do that? You know, I'm trying to find an outfit for Phil, the cameraman, so that he looks like fucking some sort of wild Celtic warrior. Luckily, girlfriend Maureen's mother, shouldn't say ma, basically used to sort of run a theatre company, so she has a pile of outfits. Absolute godsend. Absolute godsend. So that's what we're at tomorrow, and my main concern is, are we going to get to eat? Buying fucking flapjacks and protein bars, and I'll go, is there any way we can put curry in a fucking flask and just pour it into my mouth anytime I'm hungry? So that's the main fucking concern for tomorrow, but it should be good. I'll be vlogging about it. You can check it out in the fucking vlog. It's gonna be so badass. That was kind of my week wrapped up. Boring as shit, but let me play this video with these fucking retards. I'm going to say as many politically inappropriate, incorrect things. So this is a transgender protester in Toronto, right? Right. This is a rally outside a fucking university where it's supposed to be one of these safe spaces where they're talking about fucking transgender people. And there's a girl just going around. She probably worked the Rebel Media YouTube channel. So she's interviewing different people. You know, what are your thoughts? Yeah, she's like trying to interview different people, because what's happened basically is one of these lecturers at this university has been saying like, listen, I am not fucking gonna try and remember all 30 of these gender pronouns. If you haven't heard of this, it's basically, if I seen a guy that looks like a guy, I'd be like, what's his name? Right? What these folks want to do is basically eliminate gender. And with about 50 fucking pronouns. So instead of saying he or she, just to be safe, you need to say they. So you'd be like, look at this guy over here. What's their name? So you're talking about it sort of makes it slightly more impersonal, if anything. But the problem with these things is, I've said this before, it's so fucking, like, progressive that it's gone in a circle. It's almost like, in a bid to make everyone inclusive, you better not say anything different to what I'm saying, or else I'm gonna fucking berate you for being a fucking asshole. And they're basically saying, like, someone should be able to sue another person. So picture this. Suing someone, if you walked up to someone and went, hey, you know, who's your friend? What's his name? And they're like, excuse me, how can you possibly assume this person's fucking gender? That is a they, which I think sounds horrible. That is a fucking they, all right? I'm going to sue you. You may as well, like, if there's fucking 20, what is there, like, 28 or so? I don't know where I pulled that fucking number from. Of these pronouns, it's all like he, she, z, they, all this made up shit. That apparently if you get fucking wrong on the first guess, you're able to sue the person. Can you imagine that? Imagine going up to someone going, all right, mate, what's your job? And they go, guess, and you go, plumber, and they go, how fucking dare you? How fucking dare you? That is an absolute hate crime. I'm actually an electrician. You should have known my job title before addressing me, you bastard. It drives me fucking insane. You feel like going, have you any other problems, you fucking maniacs? And you know what? Yeah, fucking, I'm gonna say it. Because most of the people in this video are like, you can't speak to this guy because he's a white male. And you're like, he can't fucking choose what he is any more than you can. And then they're all like, yeah, but there's male privilege and white privilege and da-da-da-da-da and all this shit. And you're like, well, if you keep fucking talking about it, it seems like there is. Do you know what I mean? And by the way, not one of these disgusting purple-haired fat fucking munters. Like, it's almost, there's a lot of people like that, do you know what I mean? This is gonna probably get me no fans at all. But, you know what I mean? There's some of these girls, right, where it's like, or I'm even allowed to say, there's some of these days, right? And they're so fucking militant, feminist, fucking equality, blah-de, blah-de, blah. But you're so annoying. It's almost like you're acting in such an annoying way that all you want me to do is go, fuck up, you fat, stinking bitch. That is what you want me to say so that you can be like, oh my God, this is a fucking hate speech. I shouldn't have to hear this in a safe zone. I'll try and play some of this shit. Do you ever get that? It's like... Do you know what I mean? It's like you're playing up to the thing just so that somebody slags you for it so that you can fucking go off on one. It's fucking unbelievable. Grow a dick.
Pearson for his refusal to respect the pronouns of his transgender students. Jordan B. Peterson has made it clear that he feels that he has the authority to dictate the gender identities of his students, which we are here to say that he does not. Lauren Sutherland is not.
Now, see the way she's like, he thinks he has the authority to dictate something, which he does not. You can't dictate what someone's gender is, yet they can dictate how someone is punished for making a mistake, essentially. And I know this guy was like, he's probably about 65, and they're like, oh, you called me a she when you should have called me a they. And he's like, shut the fuck up, all right? Shut your fucking face. I'm about 2 weeks from retirement now. I'm not going to fucking guess what fucking gender you are because you've got a moustache and tits. What the fuck's going on here? I'd be like, they is a cunt over here, right? They is acting like a fucking dickhead. Definitely get a life. You bunch of they cunts.
Is not a member of the transgender community. They're here with an alt-right media organization.
Yeah. Did you want to do an interview about this? I'm trying to get all opinions, you know?
I think we're supposed to prioritize trans and non-binary voices, so I'm just more interested in what
you're saying. So are you binary then?
I am not.
Well, let me prioritize your voice.
I don't think that's fair as a white cis woman.
I'm actually not cis, but what does that mean?
I'm saying that's not fair for me as a white cis woman. So you're trans then, and you're non-binary.
Didn't you just say you're non-binary?
You asked me if I was, and I said, no, I'm cis.
Okay, you're cis.
You're not
okay.
Cis.
So you think it's unfair to talk because you're cisgender?
No, I'm supportive of the trans community, and I think that it's important that we listen to trans and non-binary voices first. Hi.
You think everyone's opinion matters equally?
Not in this world.
Did you hear that? Do you think everybody's opinion matters equally? And they just fucking erupted with laughter. You can't see that. Look this up, right? Transgender protester. I don't say Protestants. Transgender protesters in Toronto. I don't know where I'm going with this, guys, other than you're like, why so many cunts? And you look it up. Transgender protesters in Toronto. Gender is over, right? Everyone that is spoken to, it's like they've got this, like, you know, sideways squinted, like, slightly pursed lips, like,
just go ahead, you, and walk through the minefield of shite. Because we'll get you. Oh, we'll get you. Because they're every fucking 2 centimetres in this minefield where I'm able to just sit here on this horse and watch you put your feet in the mines and then turn around to my friend and go, they didn't know where the mines were. And by the way, all ugly as fuck. I don't know why that annoys me so much. I don't know.
If you're willing to be educated, I'm willing to teach. But if you're not willing to listen to what I have to say, you aren't necessarily an educator, though. That's the problem. Everyone, I know. So we're
gonna, us as trans people, we have a little bit more.
We have more understanding.
Oh, she burned her there. You're not exactly an educator because this fucking 16-year-old's telling her about gender. I'll not play the rest of that. I'll save yous. And I really don't know what I'm trying to say other than do something else, will you? Do something else for fuck's sake. Just something. You know, this is going to sound, again, this is me being a privileged cisgender white male, the fat dick, but you know, why are there folks like that? I know there's none listening to this because everyone's just, you know, an 18 to 30 year old version of me, but it's like, why do you not do something else? Does that make sense? See, I mean, the king of the fucking trans, Caitlyn Jenner, you're like, you were a white male, ex-Olympic fucking gold medalist. Now, you're just a transgender person. Then you get these folks, oh, I'm transgender, bloody, I'm a fucking whatever. And you're like, but real, what are you doing? Do you know? It's not like you're going, oh, I'm a fucking, you know, I'm a lecturer in fucking some sort of space fucking science. I know there's a word for that, but forget it. It's because I don't know the difference between astrology and astronomy, because I'm a fucking tard. But, you know, it's it's like, why are you not something impressive, but also transgender? It's always like, I'm trans, and I'm da-da-da, and I'm this, and I'm an activist, and I'm fucking LGBTQ plus fucking whatever. And you're like, and what? Nothing. I'm an activist and blah, and as a parent, you're like, yeah, but why don't you just do something of worth, but also be that person? Do you know what I'm saying? You know, it's like, and then, but that's the problem, because then if you're the first fucking trans person to do an amazing thing that's notable throughout globally, then they're going to go, well, it doesn't actually matter that they're trans. And you're like, well, what's going on here? What are we allowed to say? What are we not allowed to say about they cunts? Which basically, if you want the, all it's busy doing is making everyone speak like they're from Glasgow. I mean, people from Glasgow might be the most, might be the fucking, the most politically correct, because they're just going, they cunts fucking, bleh. Everyone's they cunts, isn't it? I don't know. It's Monday night, I'm very tired. I decided to go off coffee today, which means I've only had one coffee. Oh, fuck my brain, right? Let's do some questions before I piss up and directly up in the air. By the way, I probably offended everybody with all those comments. Something's in the something's working. I'm trying to think. I'm trying to articulate my frustration at things like that. I think what it is that I am a person who genuinely doesn't give a fuck about anybody. And in the most selfish way, I'm very, very open-minded. As in, if someone's like, call me fucking they and I'm whatever, I'm like, all right, but well, cool. Okay, we're fine to exist separately, you know. I don't care about you. Oh, such and such is, there's an injustice somewhere in the world. Don't care about that either. Don't care about that at all. This person said something about you. Don't give a fuck about that. I just don't care. I don't care about anybody, whether it be in a bad way or a good way. I'm a dickhead, really. I mean, somebody, is there a word for that? Is that libertarian? I mean, I really should fucking look it up, like, but, you know, I like to stay uninformed, ill-informed about things, and just fucking barge my way through it. What are you going to Halloween as, guys? Huh? I might just go as Harley Quinn. Cut the shit. That'll fucking shut everyone up, won't it? Me in a fucking bikini with a red eye and a blue eye, like some sort of Pepsi face. Fuck y'all. Still can't get over that fucking transgender weirdness. I mean, the title of that video was, what does it say? Gender is over. But then, do the people who are fucking cisgender or whatever, do they become... You know, what transgender people think they are now. You know, I'm oppressed as fuck. You know, in fact, the reason that there is such a rise in transgenderness is because there is no oppression about it. It's probably actually fucking cool to be transgender now. Like you're fucking one of Will Smith's kids. Where they just let them run free, you know? I'm transgender. And then they let them on TV saying some ridiculous shit. The clouds, man. What are the clouds? Are the clouds dreams? Or are the clouds just some sort of precipitation? Or are they really the dreams of babies? You're like, shut the fuck up, you stupid cunt. Why don't you whip your hair around your neck and fucking kill yourself, you silly bitch? Anyway, we're moving on. I am definitely going to jail. See when people are like, you know, people get really famous and they scroll back in their timeline on their Twitter for like 3 years. And they're like, oh, I believe you made a borderline racist joke here. I swear to God, it would take them 3.5 years in court to get through the material that I've said that would put me in fucking, that would ruin a career. It's a good place to start, you know what I mean? You're like, what have I got to lose over here? Do it, say what you want. I'm impenetrable. Oh man, and do you know what it is? I don't know how to articulate myself. I don't care about transgender people. I really don't care. I think it's just that type of just fucking progressive left thing where you actually sound more like a fucking Nazi than you do someone who's supposed to be about equality and fucking have a bit of an open mind. It drives me fucking mental. Also, I think you know, if you do any sort of comedy, anyone trying to tell you what you can say and can't say seems to fucking get on your fucking teats a wee bit. Notifications. Let's set some questions here, Scott. Do you know what? I'm sorry if I offended anybody. Only joking. Let's get through these questions. Here we go. Let's change the subject. You know, it got very heavy there, hot and heavy for a minute. I mean, you're probably thinking, if I tune in next week and this cunt's still talking about transgender people, he can go fuck himself. You get your money back anyway, guys, so there you go. What's Mo's favourite position? Alright, cool question, big collie. Probably just curled up on a sofa eating chocolate would be probably hers. But cheers for asking questions like that. There was a Papa Shango reference in one of your videos. This is from Neil Cedric. There was a Papa Shango reference in one of your videos. Are you a wrestling fan? If so, who's your favourite warrior or savage? I'm not currently a wrestling fan. When I was a young child, I was a wrestling fan. When you're supposed to be. Huh? There's nothing like a fucking 30-year-old going, dude, did you want to sleep in my house and watch WrestleMania? It'd be less weird if you were just like, do you want to come around and just we all fucking bum each other? Nothing weird about that, Colin. Some men enjoy relationships with each other. I'm talking about my straight fucking 30-year-old mates. Weirdos. Papa Shango. No, I just remember from the old school days of wrestling. Stuff that I did watch. I remember that as a funny name and character. Can't get into it now. The only wrestling ones I would know of are the breakaway ones that sort of do movies and shit. But I just, it's, I know it's, people are like, it's entertainment and it's storylines and all that shit. But you get some sort of storylines in MMA, all that shit. There's a lot of characters, only it's a real fight. So I couldn't bring myself to watch it anymore. Chris McCulloch, if you were to write a book, what would it be about? Oh, fuck, I don't know. like a fiction, if it was to write some sort of fiction. Just erotic. Just erotic banter. It would be. Did I just invent a genre? Erotic banter. Yeah, it's like, it's like, yeah, it's like, it's like 50 Shades of Grey, but it's kind of funny. You know, it's as if like Dave Attell wrote it. He'd be like, then he plunged his fingers deep into her fucking scampy trench and started in a come hither motion back and forth. Like he was backing a lorry down an alleyway. Beep, beep, beep. Stop there, big lad. Be good shit. Her face was glazed like a Krispy Kreme. All that shit would be funny. Erotic banter, write it down. Don't suppose you'll have any General Banter merchandise on sale at the Ulster Hall gig. There was talk of it. And all I have is t-shirts, which you can also just buy online, mate. So, my cock, great name. Yeah, I don't know if I'd be bothered bringing it. I mean, if all the other boys had their own merch and there was a big fucking merch table, but I don't want there to be like a merch table that I'm gonna have to get someone to man or woman or they. I'm gonna have to get someone to fucking mind what would essentially be about 20 t-shirts. But absolutely, get one online, bro, and wear it and stand up in the crowd and be like, yeah, check it. No, don't do that. Don't do that, actually. That sounds like a nightmare. ColinGettis.com, buy whatever you want, bro. Unless you're like one of those adults, like fucking Aaron McCallum, where he's like, I don't have a contract phone, I don't have a debit card. Maniac. Julie Hewitt, did you find out if the guy who ordered the hat to the really remote place actually got it? I'll tell you something, he heard it too, and he sent me a message, so let me pull that shit up. Look at the amount of fucking messages I get. I have to go back about 100 messages to find this guy. Andy Davidson is his name. And he goes, well worn, mate. And he sent me a picture of the hat, which is almost looks like fucking sun bleached. Did a wee video opening up the box, but of course it never bothered my arse to edit it. Send me the footage, I said to him, and I'll cut it into a vlog. So yeah, he sent me a picture of the hat. It actually got there. I wish you'd remind me where it was. It was like fucking Alaska or something, as far as I remember. But yeah, Julie fucking got it. So how about that? Ryan McPollin. She and Todd Dave Elliott. No podcasts anymore, lads. Don't piss on my dreams. Only Colin Geddes keeping that flame alive. Listen, the first one in, the only one standing when it's all fucking over, is Geddes. Don't you fucking worry about it, Ryan. All these fucking these fucking amateurs come along. You know, you think you want to be on top. You think you want to be the fucking champion. Till it's time to do champion shit. Am I right, Ryan? As soon as these things become work for people, they just fucking, they wither under the pressure. Whereas I'm just a fucking factory pumping it out. You want something done, Ryan? You give it to the busy guy. You know what I'm saying? A podcast, nothing to me. I'm doing a podcast at night. I made 2 videos today. You know? One of them took me about fucking 6 hours. I made props for a video tomorrow. Gonna shoot a video tomorrow. Gonna upload this podcast overnight. You know what I mean? The wheels are turning all the fucking time. Because that's what champions do. Am I right, Ryan? Embrace the grind. I mean, some would argue I'm the only one stupid enough to still be fucking doing it. You know, about 3 years later. Oh, that must be making you a fortune by now, Colin. Absolutely not. All it served a purpose for was generating some sort of material that I could talk about on stage. But even I'm having second thoughts about stand-up now, so what can you do? Definitely get yourself that fucking Ulster Hall gig, guys, because it might be the last time I can be fucked doing stand-up. You buy a bag of crisps and a double-decker. What is the main? What is the dessert? And that's from Ryan McDonald. Well, clearly you have the sweet as your dessert. So you would have the double... Although, who the fuck buys double-deckers? I mean, if you bought a packet of what are they, in celebrations or miniature heroes? Or no one goes near the fucking double-decker. Piece of shit. You never give that to your dog and just watch it. Actually, it kills dogs, doesn't it? Anyway, let's go on to these Facebook questions. Let's go. Let's go. Lewis McClen. Well, my. Tell me how to say that. What's the last thing you bought in a charity shop? Did you haggle? Lol. I'm trying to think if I ever bought anything in a fucking charity shop. Well, not a charity shop. In a vintage shop. It's not a fucking charity. I told someone to wear it for 9 years and then you pay fucking 3 times the price of it that it was originally. Charity shop. There doesn't seem, you know, there's not a lot of shit for, you know, a 20 stone meal in a charity shop. You know, if it was 60 and looking a cardigan, I'd be fucking flying, but it's not really my spot, really, is it, bro? Dolores Gallagher. Have you been creating any new characters or have any more sketches you're working on? Well, there's always things in the fucking pipeline. There'll be probably more shit being put out, seeing that, late license isn't going to go ahead, so I might just make the fucking videos. I mean, if you're talking, I sort of just move wherever the creativity goes, Dolores, you know what I'm saying? If I feel like doing vlogs from now on, I might just do vlogs. Just because I like the process of trying to create a little, almost show every fucking couple of days. I enjoy that. The character stuff, sure. I mean, I feel like I've done plenty of fucking characters. You know, maybe I bring some of them back. There's loads of fucking characters. I do have a couple more new characters that I would like to try. So yeah, I might make that a point. I might make it a point to do that. I also said that I've been wanting to put out another fucking Best of McD for about fucking 6 weeks now, but that hasn't materialized. Why? Because I don't feel like it's the most creative way to do stuff. Monthly. So we'll see what happens. I mean, I did do a Snapchat the other day and someone sent me a message saying, "You're now one of the people that I skip through. Just put out good content and stop posting so often." And I was like, mate, it's Snapchat, so definitely, definitely throw your head under a fucking bus, you fucking loser. Man, I now skip through your stuff because Snapchat is the highlight of my day and I feel like your stuff bores me, so just do good content and I'll sit here and do fucking nothing in between wanks on my fucking sofa. Go fuck yourself, mate, how about that? Just tell me it's shit, move on. Definitely don't give me any fucking advice. Here's what you should do from a person who hasn't fucking created anything ever. Here's some advice. Fucking retard. Glenn Upton. So cool. Such a cool guy. Calm, collected, mindful. Glenn Upton. What would you prefer? Hillary going through your emails, phone, or Trump grabbing your man pussy? If I could get a Snapchat of Trump grabbing my dick, I'm all over that shit. I wouldn't trust him. Trump is almost one of those guys where he's stupid enough, if they let him in, someone else is going to have to fucking control the strings backstage. Whereas Hillary's like, nah, I've been getting shit done for years, you know? Deleting emails, doing talks with bankers for fucking millions of dollars. Just doing all sorts of shit, bro. You know, getting fucking, pedophiles off kids. Is that not what she did? There was like some fucking guy sexually assaulted this girl and she was like, listen, I'm such a good lawyer, I'll get you off, mate. And then she was recorded saying like, oh, they bought it or something, like they took all the fucking evidence and this guy was getting off even though he clearly, like, all the fingers were pointed at him. She's a shifty bitch. Nathan Cameron. What would be your ideal fan encounter? I asked because I saw Colin Murphy in my work 2 weeks ago and didn't know how to react. Jesus Christ, you've set the bar low. I don't really, I mean, this sounds like me being a cock, but like, because of doing YouTube videos and whatever, obviously, there are a fair amount of people get photos of me. So, 90% of the time, it's a lovely experience. But yeah, like, it's one of those things. If you're a fan of someone, just say you're a fan. Just be like, oh, I'm a big fan, man. Can I get a photo? You don't need to be like, here, you fucking dick. Here. I've had people say also, just say, here, be dead on, mate, and get a photo of me. So for that, those sort of reasons, I would just tend to let things fucking, just let them happen. You know what I mean? It's like, you can't, you know, it'd probably be better to just kind of have a bit of a conversation with someone, naturally, rather than just walk up and be like, can I get a photo? Just take a photo, fuck off. I mean, Colin Murphy, you could see every fucking Tuesday if you just went down the Empire. I know he's not, I'll be honest with you about Colin Murphy. It took me about 4 years of stand-up before he would have fucking spoken to me with any sort of respect. Not respect as in, he probably seen that many comedians sort of come and go that he just didn't really fucking give you the time of day. And then all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, he was like, all right, fella. Like, he was just all talking and blah, blah. And then he spoke to me like I was a comedian, you know, and you were just talking about all the fucking nightmare gigs you did and blah, blah, all that shit. But he might be a weird one to try and approach. I'll be honest with you. My ideal fan interaction, like I said, I would rather have a brief encounter with someone and then have a bit of a story than just get a photo, for example, you know. Like, I haven't really met even that many famous people. It's not really a thing that sort of appeals to me, but do you know what I mean? Like, Phil Jupitus, for example, right? Not majorly famous, but he's on TV a fair amount. He was doing the same gig as me at Queen's one time. And I nearly felt like going, just give me a photo so that I can just have a photo for the crack. But, you know, what actually happened was I went on stage and came off, and I walked past and he sort of put his hand out. Just, it's like a comedian sort of almost thing to do. You sort of just naturally congratulate the person who came off stage, even if they just died on their hole. But he sort of put his hand out, and I shook his hand, and he goes, you're a dirty, dirty boy. And I was like, cheers, mate. But that's a better story than me just walking up to him, getting a fucking photo and leaving. Fan interact. I mean, who would I like to meet? I have no idea. Should speak to Mickey about the time he tried to speak to Bill Burr, and he was like, can you not see him having a conversation? And Mickey was like, okay, bye. Unreal. Ideal fan encounter. Is that as in, like, who would I like to fucking meet? I have no idea. I don't really mind. I don't want to meet anyone. There's just people you'd rather know. You'd rather just get to a level where you're like, oh yeah, such and such is basically my mate now. Glenn Burton, which feeling do you prefer, having a much-needed piss or having a much-needed shit? What's your opinion on Jesse Ventura? Give us your best Jesse impression. Are you saying that because he was on Joe Rogan's podcast the other day and he was all talking about fucking marijuana? I can't do the accent, but I'd rather need a piss than need a shit, definitely. Because it depends what shit. You do get those shits where you feel like you need a shit, and then it kind of goes away, and you have a constant, like, yeah, at any time, I could go for a shit. But then there's those shits where you're like, I need a shit, like, now. Or there's going to be some pants being shot. I feel like, everyone's done that thing where you're dying for a piss, and then you get home, and then you just, for some reason, are able to hold the piss for, like, another hour and a half. And then you go, oh, yeah, I'm dying for a piss. What's your opinion on Jesse Ventura? Don't really know much about him, in all honesty. That's me being honest. I know he was a wrestler or something, was he? What's next for the comedy squad after the Ulster Hall? All right, Ben, can you give me a fucking minute to do it? Jesus Christ, Ben. Let me fucking sell it out and do it first. Fuck's sake. I don't know what the crack is with the comedy squad. Is there a tour going on? I don't know. All it sounds like is a lot of work for us/me. If someone else organised it, I'd go fucking do it.
Is this a really stupid thing to be annoyed by? When I was earlier doing stuff up there, I was like leaning, you know, like on your hunkers, and I was really annoyed because I feel like I've made a weird crease in my shoe now. That pisses me off.
Maureen's on the podcast now. You've got a crease in your sneaker.
Oh, it really annoys me.
That bothers me too.
Doesn't it? Oh, I didn't even realise I was doing it.
Sweet high tops. Also,
they're ruined now, aren't they?
Yeah. Can we go shopping for high tops?
Yes, please.
I like the way I said honkers as well. Maureen's joined the podcast just for the last few questions. Ben Kirkwood just said, what's next for you and the comedy squad after Ulster Hall? And I said to him, can you give me a fucking second, Ben, just to get it done first?
Lots of exciting things.
Yeah, lots of exciting things, not involving the comedy squad, just mainly involving me, fuck it. Fuck the comedy squad. I created this gangster shit, and this is the motherfucking thanks I get, Maureen.
Huh?
Dr. Dre said that.
Oh, did he?
Okay, so, it's a good question. Marty Goodall. Who's the lightweight in the group, as in drinking? I'll tell you something. Me and Mickey can drink.
Yeah.
Right? I know when to call it a day. Like, I know when to be like, it is, what's the word? What do they call that? Like, there's certain fights. I don't know. You know when you're just like, there is no point in me having these drinks now? Whereas Mickey
Which will take a long time, though.
Yeah, it'll take a long time. But Mickey...
you've never had to be, like, put to bed, or you've never, like, really been sick, or,
well,
like...
Well, sometimes, like, but...
Well, yes, but, like, it's never been, like, oh, Colin has to go because he's had to... that's never happened to you.
No, but Mickey will be, like, a zombie, where he can just has this, like, Frank the Tank type thing, where he can just keep going and going and going.
Yeah.
When there's no need to whatsoever. There's a
he
time...
He can drink a lot.
There's a time when you're blocked and everyone's went to bed and it's just you and him and he's like, do you want to open that bottle of wine? And you're like, why?
Yeah, why?
It's just me and you. It's literally cold. It's so late. You know, we're shivering. We've been up so long.
Yeah, I get to the stage where if it's really early in the morning, I'm like, I can't be bothered because it's really not doing anything else right now, so...
I'd rather just be asleep now.
Yeah, I would still sit up, but like, I can't be bothered.
Once the dancing
like, stopped beers.
And you eventually had something to eat or something, you're like, it's time to go to bed.
You get a bit sick of just drinking all night.
But it's funny you ask that question because... Aaron can drink suicidally.
Yeah.
Because he's big. He can drink loads. He probably drinks too
no,
much.
No, he can drink a lot in one go.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean he can last the night, though. Because
oh, no,
he
you'll be sending him home, like.
Yeah.
He's like, you know when they dart a fucking giraffe, and then they bite it on the tail, and it wakes up, and it's just like, it's crashing into everything. That's what he's like.
Yeah, like the night we went to see Action Bronson in Dublin.
Yeah.
We were all like, Aaron, look at all the drinks. Like, he literally drank about...
He drank a bottle of Morgan Spice
in about
fucking 13 minutes.
Because we did we only left up with about half an hour before we actually had to leave the apartment and go. We had no time to drink at all. And he drank a whole bottle.
Like, I had about
oh my
three
God.
Beers and I was gumming them.
And then when we're inside, like, the amount of beers that we were holding, each of us, and there was how many of us, like...
Six.
Six of us. We had 20, four beers each or something like that. Three or four beers
we're
each.
Just handing them off to strangers.
It was crazy. And he drank all them as well. And you're like, oh my God. And the next thing it was just like, he'd been darted. It was like, wah.
Now, on the other hand, you could text an emoji of a pint to Woodsy and he'd be drunk. Shane can't drink.
Dave can't drink. I don't
either.
Know if Dave can drink, but there was one night he got really drunk really quickly. That's all I know.
Dave?
Yeah.
Well, he didn't make it out to his birthday.
Oh yeah, he didn't
Everyone
make it out to his birthday.
Fucking suited
yeah.
and booted out in the bar. Waiting for him. And
see,
like,
I would just not drink if I was like that because I would be too afraid of missing something. You know, I really would. I would be too afraid of being like, oh, everyone's having fun. But some people love just getting absolutely steaming and then they don't really care if they make it out or not. Where I'd be so annoyed if I didn't make it out. Like,
I'd be
so
annoyed.
I would be. I really would.
So
do you think I'm out drinking?
You're a good drinker.
I think I'm a good drinker, yeah.
I think like...
I take moments, obviously, like everyone, but...
I think your choices have become a bit more refined over the years.
Thank you.
Whereas you might have done a pile of shots and stuff before, where now you're like, no, I drink expensive drinks. And I don't drink too many.
Unless there's a cork in it, I shan't be drinking it, thank you.
The amount of corks I've put in dirty pints for more.
The amount of people try and make me take shots and Jager bombs, and you're like, I feel like I have to explain. Like when I go, I don't drink Jager bombs. Like you do feel like you have to go, disclaimer, I used to drink them all night. Like, I mean, I used to drink so many of them. Like, I used to have a competition with my friend. We used to go out and have a competition, see who could down them the quickest. And like, it'd be like a table of the night of like, oh, it was like 7-9 tonight, you know, it was like a ridiculous amount of them, because you know the time when they're all like new in about 2000 whatever 2010.
They did just kind of come
yeah,
out.
Yeah, like it literally was like, oh, 2009, here's Jager Bombs. But I remember I used to drink so many of them, didn't bother me. And then now I can't even smell Red Bull without feeling like I could retch.
Red Bull is fucking gross.
Like, I could, if someone even has a Jager Bomb by me, I could really retch. And I'm not like a gaggy kind of person, but it really makes me feel sick. So I do feel like I have to explain to people when they're like, oh, just take a Jager Bomb, because it's like the communal, like, party, like, every, you know, how you make friends, isn't it?
I'd rather have a shot of whiskey for every
if I don't do my disclaimer, I already do it, but, like, I literally said to people, I'd rather just drink another drink, like, don't give me Jager Bomb, like, I don't want one, like, I did drink Jager Bombs on my 25th birthday, which was a mistake, so. That was the last time I actually thought, no, maybe I'll try
it again. So you're all over the floor doing snow angels in your book?
That's a slight exaggeration, but yeah.
As in,
so, yeah.
It wasn't the shape of an angel. So, yeah, what I'm saying is there's about half of us can drink and about half of us can't. I'm not going to be able to get to the Ulster Hall show due to work. Any idea of getting a recording done? I'd like to support the squad's big gig in some way. Mark McCauley. Nice. Well, it is being recorded. But it's funny how people just throw that around. Like, any chance of getting that done, like, it isn't a fucking enormous production.
Takes like about it is getting four
done.
People.
There's about four cameramen. There's a behind the scenes one. There's a sound in the audience and the board.
You'll be like vlogging.
I'll be vlogging.
It.
Like, you, there's so much there'll coverage photos, you don't even fucking know. And they're
a
all
a lot of editing
paid.
Work. There's a lot of stuff goes into it.
So it'll be being recorded, but it'll be. I said this earlier. It'll be more of a documentary type thing than a. Than an actual, just start to finish show.
I still think it'll be. It's like
everyone will get their if they want to have their own set, they can have their own set.
Then. Yeah, but that's what I mean. I think it's gonna be like it. I still think it's worth going to the show. It's gonna be different.
Show.
It's not as if it can just be like, oh, just watch the video. It's not really gonna be like a static camera just videoing the whole thing. So you will be able to see about it. But like, yeah, if anyone can go, it's obviously much. It'd be a better experience to actually see it.
Lee McGlinchey. Who do you prefer, Shane Todd or Rory Woods?
Life or death.
Rory Woods. I don't even really know Shane.
If you're like choosing, like, to one of them has to be killed, like, you could just never kill Rory ever.
Who do you prefer? I'll be honest. If it was like based on having spent one night with Shane Todd. And as we routines,
yeah.
I think if it was like, who would you rather live with or something, it would have to be Woodsy. I feel like
super chilled out.
Do you know what it is? Me and Woodsy have a lot more in common, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Music wise and
that's true.
Stuff like that, probably.
Looks.
We look a lot alike.
And yous are both from Tyrone now, so.
Both what? From Tyrone, that's right. Up the fucking somethings. The red hands of some. and again, Dave Elliott or Aaron McCann. I'm pretty sure Dave Elliott wouldn't mind me saying Aaron McCann.
Well, I've known Aaron.
Aaron McCann's my favourite out of all.
Well, he is our adopted son, that's why.
Yeah, he is. Like, you can't go from meeting someone in Asda and then a pile of years later doing a big gig with him and not be like that he's my favourite, but even he's a ball bag, so yeah.
So is Aaron your favourite out of all of them, is that what you're saying?
Sort of. Possible walkout tunes for Ulster Hall, that's from John James. Well, I'll tell you what's happened. They're in discussion at the minute, like they're all like, oh, you have to pay money for the rights for the song, and I'm like, if you get sued for playing a song in Ulster Hall, I'll fucking,
so anyone who's going, shh, don't say
yeah, anything. Just pretend you didn't hear 13 seconds of a fucking tune you probably don't even know. Possible walkout tunes. What would you guess that I would walk out to if you had to make a guess right now?
Me?
Aye.
It's either going to be, I'm a New Level. Who does that?
I'm not going to walk out that, it's too much.
Okay, I'm just saying. Okay. It's either going to be that, an Action Bronson song.
ASAP Fergie's.
Is that who does it? Action Bronson.
I mean,
a Rory Gallagher song would be the coolest. Because of where it is. And that's all my guesses. Or Kanye West, obviously.
I would...
Or And So I Watch You From Afar.
But the, you see, I there's certain songs that I know that I would love to walk out to if I was like an MMA fighter. But you have to remember, you're going to have to do stand-up. So you can't go out... Like, if I was walking out to a fight and walked out to, like, Set Guitars to Kill, and I was like... And everyone was fucking pumped. It'd be amazing. But if it goes from, like, so loud and epic to quiet, where you're like, well, yeah, what's up, guys? Got you super pumped there with the tunes. Here we go. Here's me talking shite.
Well, don't be quiet. Just be funny. Just be really funny.
Oh, really? Fuck, I never even thought
of that. You love me said that, don't you? You better be funny.
Yeah. Or really, I just set up this whole fucking comedy and ran it for 3 nights and just to go on stage and fucking play my
oh,
dick.
No one said I'd be funny. Guys, I thought I could just get up right here. Do you know what you're going to do now? Does anyone know?
Well, they were talking about talking to local bands and stuff. You know, bands that wouldn't mind you using their songs, which is fine because I just walk out like Bonnevilles or And So I Watch You From Afar or something.
So I was right then.
But what, do you know what I probably would walk out to? I'd probably walk out to Shiraz, which is the intro to this podcast.
Or Axel Brunton, so I guess right then.
Or Cypress Hill, When the Shit Goes Down. Mm. That one.
Yeah, because it only really needs to be a very small clip.
But it's a cool vibe.
Yeah.
You know,
that's I mean, it's not always like the best song, but it's like just got the best little like
intro. I walked out of Queens something. Once and they were playing First It Giveth? Or, you know, is that the right song?
I don't know. I know what song you're talking about though.
Queens of Stone, I should know that being one of my favourite.
But yeah, that's like a really good like we just riff. Yeah. That's what you need, isn't it? Yeah.
Anyway, let's move on. How do you soothe a teething child? Jaeger bombs?
No.
Yep.
Was it like whiskey in their
jarro?
Yeah. Put whiskey in their jarros and that's it.
Shane O'Hagan, Anthony Cumia and Opie are sort of talking again. Anthony rang into his new show last week, favourite O&A moment. I'll be honest with you, I don't listen to it enough to fucking have a favourite bit. Most of my favourite bits on Opie and Anthony are just Patrice O'Neill clips, because that's where he did most of his
actual... like other people on their show?
Yeah, it's other people on that show.
That probably happens a lot though.
Totally. 100%. It's a bit like me saying to you, I don't really like Russell Brand, but when he was on Joe Rogan's one, he seemed to be different. And I
but that's it. A bit like people saying, I don't really like Joe Rogan, but his podcast is good, but that's only because he's talking to interesting people. Isn't the same thing? Like, just sort some
of,
people have
he does
really.
A lot of the talking, like.
No, I know, but I mean, like, sometimes his shows are good simply because their guests are really good.
Mark Maron, biggest podcast in the world. It's purely guest based. Yeah. He has his own rhythm and people do like him, but Obama wasn't his for fuck's sake, you know?
When's Obama going to come on this one?
I wouldn't let him on, to be honest.
Would you not?
No, he's black, you see.
Oh, true.
Any advice on writing/performing stand-up for someone tempted to try open mic? Nope.
Isn't it funny, like, you and me both get asked a lot, this actually happened tonight to me, about, like, how do you do this and... like, what's the best way to do this? And
you're talking
much?
About makeup? Like.
Yeah, like, I'm talking about makeup, you're talking about stand-up, but we do get a lot of people messaging us, totally anonymously, like, how do you get into makeup? How do you do this? How do I get a job here? What's the best course? What do I need for my kit? And you get people, how do you get into stand-up? How do you? And it's so funny, because both of us sort of go, I don't know, it's like, you just do get into it. You just, there's obviously certain things you can guide, like, I could tell people courses to start, or... to get a job on a makeup counter, or you could go to an open mic, write some material, record it, listen to yourself again, whatever, like chat to someone about if they think it's funny or not. But it isn't a funny kind of a thing to give advice about, because it's very, very hard to actually go, this isn't necessarily going to work. Like, that's the kind of the problem, isn't it? It's hard to give advice when you don't really know if it's
because if it works,
it doesn't mean it's going to work, but
yeah,
and also it changes. Like, my advice now to someone probably maybe isn't as relevant as it was when I started, same as you. Like, there might be a better way.
There's a time when I would have actually tried to help him, and now I'm just like, yeah, just do something else, mate.
Don't even start.
I wouldn't go near it. Here's my advice would be, and it sounds really obvious, just be funny, because don't be like, Yeah. Oh, my favourite fucking comedian is George Carlin.
Yeah.
And you're trying to make, oh, I'm going to do jokes about Aleppo. And all. Don't do that. Just try and be funny at the start.
Yeah.
Don't worry about, like, does this make a point or is this, you know, fucking...
Exactly.
Just be funny. And you're obviously naturally going to sort of copy the person that is your favourite. Everyone does it to a certain extent. But you just have to be clever about covering it up, almost.
And also, like, I think you and me know this now, if there's something you want to do or if you've been thinking about it, the really the thing is just going and doing it.
Yeah.
Because you can ask a million questions or you can do a million courses and read up on a million whatever and research whatever, but it's like, if you just go do it, like, you can only ever just go and do it and try it.
I mean, it's one of those things, you could sit there and think about it and then you go, oh my God, now is my time to do an open mic, and then you go to the open mic and you speak to the guy that runs it and there's a fucking 12-week waiting list.
Yeah.
And then you go, oh shit, emotionally, yeah, I was ready to do it, but I can't do it now for another month.
And lots of people do think, you know, I know, like, we all do it, like, you spend more of your time in your own head doing something than you actually just do it.
Yeah.
So, as you said, like, you could sit thinking and worrying about it for ages and then you can't even get a gig then, maybe? Or what if you get one the next day? So sometimes it is that thing of going, don't even think about it too much, just physically do the thing, don't let your mind get involved too much and just see how it feels, really.
And it's funny because about a year into stand-up, you go, it's amazing how insignificant my first gig was now. Yeah. And then you get a few years into that and you go, it's amazing how insignificant those first 2 years of stand-up are.
Yeah.
And then I've probably been doing stand-up nearly 6 years now. And I don't even see the significance of any gig now.
Yeah.
Because we're doing the Ulster Hall, but it's just another gig. Like, it's not...
But that's good because it comes so natural to you now. It's, like, just another thing.
But it's not,
I
like...
I think that seems, like,
like,
so...
it's a big event because you have to sell all the tickets.
Yeah.
Once it's sold, the real reality is you're only doing 15 minutes. It's just, yeah, a 15-minute set in front of a lot
but
of people.
But isn't it amazing what, like, you know, perspective can do with time? And it's, oh, that's, yeah, the thing. Like, you
it's
can't
all relative to
you
what...
can't get anywhere quicker than you know you can do it. So you will. Everyone eventually will. You know, you can become a pro at pretty much anything you put your head to, but it just takes that long to get there. So you will naturally learn as you go along. Anything, you will just learn as you go.
Yeah.
Like even
it's
when
like
I
a
think,
thing where people are like, the time's gonna pass anyway.
Yeah.
So just,
like,
do what you want
to
do.
Just do it, and then you will get to a point where people will be asking you as well. Like.
Probably, yeah.
Because it's a bit like when I started makeup, and you do have 100 questions, and the things you worry about at the start, you know, do seem really insignificant then when, you know, you have been doing it for a few years, and people are asking, you know, I find people ask me the exact same questions I thought about, like, but what, you know, it sounds really very specific to makeup, you're like, what exact foundations do I need in the kit? You're like, that doesn't actually matter. Like, no. That really doesn't matter. Whereas that was such a big deal to me. It's like, how can I possibly get, you know, what can I do this? And so many questions. Whereas now, I say, you know, when people ask me questions, I'm like, it'll depend on who your clients are. Like, I can't tell you. I literally couldn't tell, yeah, you because I only know what works for me now.
Like, how many video...
You know, so it's a bit like, well...
How many video maker channels where it's like, what gear do you use? And it's like, who gives, yeah, a fuck? Like,
because you could have all the gear and then what?
Yeah.
If your mind isn't in gear, literally, like, it's like, well, you can't do it. You won't do anything. It's quite funny. I think just because we're talking about this really... deeply, but I think it's because we do talk about this quite a lot, like, how do you do things and how do people get to places.
Yeah, I would just, if it's entered your mind and you want to do it,
yeah,
try and get a spot somewhere. Don't worry, don't even worry about it too much.
Yeah,
don't worry about it too much in advance. Like, if you had a few, like, it's weird, like, you're probably gonna get 5 or 7 minutes, and that if you're doing like stories or something is like 1, 2 or 3 stories. It's really not that much.
As you say, like, most people have funny stories, 2 or 3 funny stories they could tell their mates. So try and just polish that up a bit.
Yeah.
And start
and
with
if you can talk clear enough where it doesn't sound like you're absolutely shitting yourself,
yeah,
you'll get laughs. Like, if
and go on stage pretending like you're confident even if you aren't, because
totally,
that's probably the best way, just to zoom right through it.
Yeah.
But it's a good thing people want to start, because it's obviously getting bigger in Belfast. People, you know, there's more, like, the more comedians, the better, really. You know, it creates a scene, so that's a good thing.
Yeah. The more good comedians, the better.
Eventually, if you're good enough, make it on Lavery's.
Which is so it makes me sound like a fucking dictator, but it's like, you better bring the fire.
But it's not an open mic. You're playing Laffy's, you know, like, we're not an open mic, so.
You know, there are certain places where you can't be thrown into the mix yet, because you just won't enjoy it. Alex Johnson, favourite culty sayings / turn of phrase.
You're pointing this at me, but I feel like I hear them so much I can't even think of any now.
Your mum said one the other day, I laughed, or said something about, or Begley might have said it, about somewhere being packed, and he said, like, you couldn't turn a sweet in your mouth or something.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Couldn't turn a sweet in my mouth. Oh, there's fucking loads.
Oh my god, you'd have to, like, I don't know, there's so many.
A dictaphone, just record people.
Mouth of Christmas, we always talk about that.
The mouth of Christmas.
There's some funny things that you just
Your mum said that she said it in front of someone else, like, oh, it's the guts of.
Yeah,
the guts, it's gonna take fiver, it's gonna take the guts of an hour to do that. And they're like,
the guts of a tenor or something.
What are you talking about?
Like, what? Oh, it's when we were in England. Oh, the English, and we're like, what? What do you mean? We're like, yeah, that does sound quite weird, actually.
Even if you say, like, och, nah, like a real sort of Englishy person would be like, what do you mean, och? Like,
yeah,
you mad old Celtic poet. There's so many turns of phrase.
We should think of some right now.
Mickey said his ma said who someone had a wee dodgy hand, and she described him as Kitterpod.
Yeah.
I nearly fucking died.
I've heard that since.
Have you?
Yeah.
He's a wee bit Kitterpod.
Yeah.
As in, what, he's got like a cat hand on
him? Yeah. just a wee dodgy hand.
Oh my god. Which is your favourite Snapchat filter, Connor Curry? My favourite was the one where it makes your eyes wee and the bottom of your face dead big.
Is that your favourite?
Yeah, you know, I used to do a fucking, like, out there. My big fucking face. I was doing an impression of the guy.
Oh, yeah, that one. Yeah. I thought you were talking about the one that was on recently.
No, because it makes your voice squeaky. Yeah, like, the one just kept it normal, but, like, gave you the big bottom of your face. Because it made you look like you had a lift, even though you didn't. But I was just doing an impression of your man that lived on my street. It was like, oh, I'm going down there and fucking around and saying, know what I'm saying? And you're like, he would say, know what I'm saying at the end of everything. And you're
and
like,
you totally didn't know what he said.
You're like, believe it or not, I do not know what.
Sir, I don't, okay.
Excuse me, sir, I have no idea. That's my favourite one. She and Todd, please tell the listeners about Billy that used to live near. I used to do that material, do you remember? I used to talk about that.
Who was he? Yeah.
It's just, he used to go to the, when we were like young enough to just be hanging around in the street corner playing football, he would walk to the pub every day and he'd be like, come for a pint, lads! And he said it every fucking day of every summer for
that was his joke?
Yeah. Come for a pint, no? Because we're obviously like,
see, I love that, I guess that's hilarious.
We're about 12, but he said it every fucking day. He's probably blocked on the way to the pub.
Yeah.
Come for a pint, lads, no! And then, I just remember, the joke, it wasn't even a joke, but, yeah, it was just like, we were old enough to be going out, and he was out gardening then, and we were getting in the car, and we're like, here, Billy, you come for a pint? And he's like, no, no, not at all. And then we got in the car, and then he just shouted over to Dave or something, he's like, here. And then, because he was coming out of his greenhouse, and he's like, tell your mom a bag of cucumbers for her. That was a joke, it wasn't even a fucking funny joke, like, but it was just a true story. Tell your mom a bag of cucumbers for her. See? You're not laughing. That's why you turned
it. I have heard this before, though, so sorry.
There you go. James T. Kirk, always change your material or your girlfriend doesn't laugh at you. Who would win an MMA fight between the comedy squad, but you're only allowed to use one arm? Eddie Collins in it. Lit in it.
Still you.
Why one arm? Why does that make it more interesting? Why not just let everyone use two arms?
Is that interesting enough?
I'm pretty confident that being the only one with any, I know Aaron did judo when he was younger, but we all know jiu-jitsu is better than judo. But then they're all heavy, like, so I'm sure one of them could throw a dig. I don't know. I'm convinced I'd still be alright.
Yeah.
Because I actively do some martial arts, I feel like I would be calm. You know?
Ooh.
Just take him down. Just get wee Kieran Bartlett there. Punch his face in. You know? Who's next? McCann. Don't let McCann top you, though.
Be interesting to that see you in Ireland in a fight.
Like a pestle and mortar. I feel like he would gasp before I would. That's honestly how I feel. I daren't kick him in the face, though. Or
what break. Did you say?
I daren't.
No gas?
Yeah.
They say gasp. I was like, what?
He'll gas out.
Yeah.
All them bottles of Morgan Spice he's drinking.
Yeah, if it was drunk, it would be like, that would be more interesting.
Do you know why people say if you've got a big giant dick that you pass out if you get a boner because all the blood rushes to your dick? Do you reckon sure. Aaron can even get a boner? He's got so much blood in his head. That was the last question, so what a weird place to end.
Do you have any questions for me? Or
yeah, and what do you think of these transgender people?
What?
Having a fucking...
We have more knowledge on this subject.
I thought they said transgender prostitutes.
Where do you hear this laugh, right? This says everything about these people. What do you hear?
Was, and I said, no, I'm cis.
Okay, you're cis. You're okay. Cis. So you think it's unfair to talk because you're cisgender?
No, I'm supportive of the trans community, and I think that it's important that we listen to trans and non-binary voices first.
Hi. Do you think everyone's opinion matters equally?
Not in this house.
Do you see the way they all laughed? Do you think everybody's opinion matters equally? And they'll just... cackle like don't be silly.
Okay, I missed the first context of this. Are they asking just like
this girl's just asking questions just for part of her own thing, and it's full of these non-binary,
but did she not say she was cis?
Yeah.
Does that not mean you're just
a woman?
Yeah,
with a fanny who calls herself a girl, even though she's fucking couldn't look more like a fella. But you see this, I went on for about half an hour about this earlier morning. That's how confused
you
I was.
That, but you do that every day to me, so I'm glad I wasn't here for that.
I was so confused about it. I was so confused. Because they've got this thing where it's like, you kind of guess my gender, but if you get it wrong,
yeah.
I get to just come
back. It's like Russian roulette, isn't it? Like, oh God.
I try to compare it to like, you just, you like ask someone what their job, or you ask someone like, you know, like, I'm going to take a look at you and guess that you're maybe like a taxi driver. And they're like, how fucking dare you?
But that's a bit like, you know, when people go, guess my age. And you're like, and then they're really offended or something. Like, you can't really be. Because if it's something you literally might have to guess. Like, if you're really unobvious.
Yeah, that's what I said. Like, if you
then
if you have a beard.
You should not be offended if someone gets it wrong. You know, like, you really shouldn't be. Like,
if you have a skirt with a ball bag hanging at the bottom of it. You know? And lipstick. If you're all over the map, it's like, put a it's like, you gotta tell me up front, because I'm not gonna just walk around this fucking.
Yeah, I felt like. There was like years and years and years of like turmoil for like homosexuals and stuff to be like, you know, this is so normal and we shouldn't be treated different, etc., etc. And a lot of people then, older generations, eventually came around. But then it was like, that opened the gates to be like, oh, then there's like 10 other thousand things. So everyone's back to the start of going, I am afraid in case I offend you. You know, I don't mean to, but like a lot of people, especially like older generations, they're going to sound offended or they're going to sound offensive.
That's
probably
the problem here, because. Because
they might have even heard of it. Like, I haven't even heard of
this.
This
was like a lecturer who was like, I'm just going to call you he or she. I'm not going to bother with the fucking 50 variations of it. I'm too old for this bullshit.
Yeah, because do you know what? Like, I don't know. You know where there was a lot of stuff, especially fairly recently, about like transgender children and like how do they know and everything? You feel like going, that must be really tough. And then a lot of them actually have surgery to change their gender because they really are in the wrong body. Then there's a lot of people who just have kind of said that they're a different gender, but you know, without actually doing anything to change.
Yeah.
That's a bit that would confuse me, because you're going, I totally get it if it's like someone's like, I'm actually, you know, you might think I'm a woman, but I'm actually a man, I'm transitioning. You're like, oh, sweet, no bother. I will call you all the, you know, male pronouns, everything, that's fine. Like, you don't, that's fine. You know, you could understand. You'd be like, oh, I'm so sorry if I offended you.
They
but
all just come out at once, where it was like,
yeah, I know they didn't, obviously, but like, they must have done.
Straight, gay, or are you trans? Like, I want to be a different gender. Now it's just like, I'm whatever the fuck. There's literally
no gender, and like, you know,
non-binary. It's like, what are you?
You know, yeah. you just I don't want to be defined by it. You know, but then it makes it like
language defines you. Like, what are, you know, like in French language, there's like male and female. You know, course, it's like that's
they're like,
I don't know. You can't really say that.
Here's what's gonna happen. It's gonna be so fucking like open field that I'm gonna have to start my own movement to something similar to what they're doing, where I'm like, you know, fucking protesting, going, can someone just call me fucking him for the crack instead of giving me all this bullshit names?
Yeah, they're giving you too many like politically. Yeah,
can
correct.
I just be a fucking fella for a second? Let me be a man, boy.
Yeah, it's gonna be like turn into this big alien race where like no one procreates because no one's really quite sure of anyone's gender anymore, yeah. and everyone
need,
just
and you need fucking written consent to bang
everyone
someone.
Everyone just walks
even though
around just
both...
with numbers now. No one has names, just numbers. Well, we all know my numbers now. So.
Hi, we're well. That is what binary is.
Well, exactly. That's what I mean. But people will be like, "Oh, you can't even say that's a girl's name. I don't even call a girl's name anymore."
I'm not gonna force gender on my children. It's actually a known fact that statistically boys go for certain things, girls go for other things.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like vast majority, you have a sort of inclination.
Does anyone really? I mean, I'm sure there's some. Does anyone really force it on their? You know what I mean? I'm sure no one really forces their boy to be into boy things. I think
you tell
I'm
me.
Pretty sure
you show
it
me
it
a fucking
happens,
6 month
like,
old that knows what a fucking what a. The significance of a blue baby grow is.
Yeah, but exactly. But I don't mind.
Forcing.
I get that. I get how some people are like, you know what? All boy stuff doesn't need to be blue and all girl stuff doesn't need to be pink. I get that. I actually, that one's fine. Like, that's pretty tame, really, when you think about it. And I get that because, like, girls should be able to wear, you know, like, because you see those things where it's like little girls' t-shirts are all like princesses. And, like, I was a bit like that when I was younger. Like, I was obsessed with, like, cars and, like, all I wanted was, like, all these boy toys all the time when I was younger. Because I just thought they were more fun. Like, to me, that was more fun. Like, to have, like, a big ski electric than, like, another doll. Like, I had loads of them. So, to me, it was just fun. So, that was kind of a, like... My parents always got me whatever I wanted. You know, because they're like, oh, that's cool. Like, I loved...
I never was into any toys.
But that's what I mean. Like,
sports. Flat out.
That was probably like, yeah, we're... You know, whereas now, I'd be like, yeah, we're not trying to push a gender. Like, no. Kids like cool toys. So, and a lot of the times, it is true, you know, there is a lot of girly things and a lot of boy things. But... You know, you shouldn't really have to say it like that, and it shouldn't be like an adult, like, no, this is
here's
me
what it
now.
Is. You should be allowed to say whatever you want, but it doesn't mean you should be. If you're allowed to say something, it doesn't mean that the other side of it should be shut down.
Yeah. And I think sometimes, yes, everything should expand and grow, but like there is sometimes
like
social norms that are there for a reason because it keeps people knowing how to introduce themselves or
how to
talk to someone else or
also,
how to greet people.
Also
you know, you need that.
There's also some people need certain roles that are very feminine or very masculine. Like,
of course.
You know, if you were like your dad needs to be a masculine man because you've got four daughters and a wife. If he was all mincing around, fucking, you know, it would be like, it wouldn't be the same, and no one would have the same respect for him. Yet, someone might be going, he's a male privileged, fucking cisgender, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, that's what he needs to be in this situation.
I think people get sometimes frowned upon now, I think, whenever you are a bit like that. Like, do you not think that? Like, I don't know, I just notice it from a woman's point of view, but it's, like, switched around so much from, like, you know, the 1950s sort of idea of, like, the housewife, mother kind of a thing, like, women didn't need a job.
Yeah.
It's kind of gone so much that way that sometimes it's actually, like, people would look down on you if you went, oh, I literally just want to be a housewife and have kids. You know, all I want to do is have children and be at home. I don't really want a big career. People would probably be like, why not? Like, what about all this girl power? And like, you know, to me,
do
I feel
why?
Like
because there's a chemical...
people feel guilty now maybe about saying that.
Yeah, but that's
I don't
there's
know
like
for
a
sure.
Chemical,
but like...
physical...
Exactly.
Need to do that because of your gender.
No, I know, but that's what I mean. Whereas now, you might look at someone and be like, oh, she mustn't have been very smart, that's why she doesn't have a job, because she's just at home, stuck with her kids. You're like, some people, that's all they really want. That's genuinely what some people just want to do. So
yeah.
I feel like they get now looked down upon
but there's,
because
yeah.
of the whole,
yeah.
like, you know, everything
patriarchy,
feminism
they
and,
call that more.
And equality and everything, which is obviously amazing. It should be there, but, you know, it's still, it's like, you can't really look down on someone just because they are very traditional, in a very traditional role. Like,
yeah.
It's really sad that sometimes it's like, oh, what, you're not, that's it? You're just happy to just fall into the traditional role? Like, yeah, that's fine for me. You know, that's all gone a bit mad, isn't
So fucked up.
Do you ever think about, like, if you have children, like, what the hell is it going to be like?
I just get so confused. Yeah, because, well, these schools just giving out medals to everybody because they competed and stuff. How the fuck, like, I could tell you many times in my life where I was, like, heartbroken playing sport. But or, like, completely fucking overjoyed, or had a legit, like, you're sitting there, then there was like a tournament thing I played football in, and they did like a player of the tournament, and I'd scored the most goals, and they gave me the thing, and I went and sat down, and they did the player of the tournament, and it was me, and I had to get up again. But I was genuinely like, oh my god, this is the best shit that ever happened in my life.
Yeah.
But if everyone else, the only reason I scored the most goals is because it was like, I want to score as many, you know what I mean? It's competitiveness.
Yeah.
And then you sort of get rewarded for that. But then you also lose sometimes and you're like, you feel like shit. But you need to sort of do those things. You can't just be like, you're the same as him. Because that's not really the way it works. Because there are people who are better than you at stuff.
And like, because you can't say anything without obviously offending someone. Like, to me, I went to a school that was like super, like, it's pretty strict, you know? And it was a bit like, well, I don't care what colour your hair is. It's not allowed to be dyed. You're not allowed to have nail varnish. You're not allowed to wear any of your own jewellery. You're not allowed to have anything that's individual, essentially.
Yeah.
Which now people be like, you are, you know, this is my right as an individual to have this, or that's my identity to dress or say this. You know, you could not have done that when I was in school. It was like, well, I don't care. If you're in this school, that's it. You stick to the rules and you learn, but that's how you learn to have a job, and that's how you learn to, like, you know, work for someone and how to treat, you know, other people and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I just don't know how it will turn out, like, in, like, 15 years or something.
I know.
When, like, you're literally, everyone's allowed to be so individual and you can't say anything because they're too sensitive to that. And, you know, it's a bit like, okay, what will it be like? Will it be so diluted then that everyone's just a bit soft or something? I don't know.
I think if you can think for yourself, a lot of those things you're made to do don't really affect you anyway. You know, like, things are forced on it. Like,
yeah, but you don't think you're, like, so individual then when you leave school? Because you're like, oh my god, I had to do all this.
Totally.
I realised then all I really wanted to do was this, or all I really wanted to dress like was this.
I remember, see, whenever I was in primary school, there was a wee girl who always sat out of assembly because they did some sort of prayer shit. And I don't know why her parents were always there. Like, they came down at break time to see their daughter because no one was looking after her because she couldn't go into this thing. Because they were doing prayers, because they were obviously like, I don't want my children exposed to Christianity. But I was exposed to it.
Yeah, it doesn't
but
mean...
But I don't give a flying fuck about it,
exactly,
like, at all.
But that's what I think. There's plenty of people, you know, you get along with things, because sometimes it's good just to learn how to get along with things, you know, and just be like, oh, well, it's not for me, but I'll sit in and I'll keep my mouth shut, and, well, you know, it doesn't offend
that's
me.
That's the problem.
So,
even that guy Milo, whatever his name is, that's the problem now. Places where they used to be open, free speech are now really policed.
Yeah.
Places where, like, you're supposed to talk about fucking ideas and differences.
And you can't now,
And you can't now in case someone gets offended, which is, like,
absolutely
saying you're hungry. Like, I don't know how hungry
but
you are.
But it's so true. Was that him saying that, like, you go to university to, like, open your mind and try new things and learn new things and have new ideas? If you're not doing that, you should be kicked out. And it's so true. Like, I think that about loads of things. You're like, school or whatever, it's like, of course, if you can't just get a, you know, hear other people's ideas and go, oh, cool, I might try that, or that's fine, or today we're learning about this, that's no bother, we'll learn, you know, we'll take part in all of them.
Yeah.
Choose for yourself after that, but don't go, no, I can't.
But I just don't know why it's so offensive, like, I mean offensive as in, they're just waiting for somebody to fucking put a foot wrong, and then they're fucking eat them up. I'm not going to play this whole thing here, but you should watch it, just the look on the like, anytime this very, very fucking reasonable girl, very articulate, is trying to ask questions, their faces are literally like, they're just like, you know, just like waiting for her to fucking blah blah. No, that's not what I say. Like, they're just arguing about anything rather than what she's actually saying. She makes,
like,
you want to fucking,
like, wait for someone to trip. Like, they're almost
they
want you to say something.
Flip their fucking hairy beans over it.
I bet you if someone came up to them, like a total stranger, like, say, like, an old middle-aged man, and completely addressed them completely correctly,
they wouldn't even entertain
They
it.
Wouldn't know what to do.
They would no, but they wouldn't even give them the time of day. They'd be like, they would literally say, you don't have the right to speak in this forum, because this is where the fucking trannies come to talk, and they have priority. Which is mental, isn't it?
So mental.
we're fighting for to be treated equally, but guess what? You don't get to fucking do anything, so suck my dick. Or Fanny. Or Defanny dick. Or whatever gender dick you've got. You got an innie or an outie dick? What have you got?
And maybe they should just get them all paper mashed over like little Barbies.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe if you're like, I'm bi, maybe that's what you do. You go, do you really want to be non-binary, right? No sexual organs.
Take them all out.
We sew up your pisser.
Got you like a fish.
And we cut your dick off.
Yeah.
And you just, you don't get any sexual pleasure now because you can't decide. That's pretty unfair actually now to say that.
This is all getting a bit.
I just, you know what it is? It. I just hate censorship. I think
yeah.
Deep down in my belly, because I'm not the most articulate person. That's what offends me.
Yeah.
Is that somebody with no authority gets to fucking set the rules. That drives me nuts. And by the way, I'll bring it up, I said it earlier, they're all very unattractive people, Maury.
Wow.
If you're willing to be educated, I'm willing to teach, but if you're not willing to listen to what I'm not, has to say,
you aren't necessarily an educator, though. That's the problem. Everyone...
Do you hear that? She's roasting this fucking she-male.
But I'm like, what age is that person? Like, about like fucking 12?
But do you hear the attitude already? It's like, if you're willing to listen, I'm willing to teach. What, about wearing fucking boys' jeans when you're a 16-year-old? Oh my God, Maureen. I hate these people. I don't. It's a censorship problem with me. That's what it is. I'm going to cut this podcast off before we go any further, Maureen.
Talk about this for the next 6 hours, will we?
It's 12 o'clock. I have to go to bed right now.
No, the problem with this is there is no answers to this at all.
No, because it's made a problem.
It's made a problem.
It's a problem that's come out of just too much comfort. It's like...
It's literally... Yeah.
Do something else. Don't just be transgender. You know what I mean? I'm non-binary. What do you do? I'm on the dole, but I'm non-binary. Yeah. Do something, you fucking loser.
Most people really don't actually care what gender, sexuality or whatever you are. So please don't talk about it constantly. If that's literally the only thing, of course you're going to be offended and whatever by it because you're so obsessed with it. No one else thinks about that all day, you know. Do you ever think that? Like, when people are really insecure about something, they talk too much about it, they defend it way too much, they go back, you know, they have all these rules and all, you're going, well, if you're really that secure there, you wouldn't actually talk, really. You know, you wouldn't feel the need to explain like it that much all the time. You'd be like, well, whatever. And someone asks you, you're like, yeah, no bother, I can tell you
the
about it, but that's it.
/Ladette doth protest too much.
Yeah, it's a bit like that, you know, you're like, well,
We need to stop this podcast.
I can't watch those videos, they make me really angry.
Oh, they fucking...
I just don't like negative people. Seem very negative, isn't it?
Really?
It is! I know, but
I've done an episode a week based on that.
I know, but it is, isn't it? Like, I just hate listening. You love it, watching videos. It's always people fighting and screaming and complaining to each other. I'm like, turn it off. I don't want to hear people shouting at each other.
I know.
And having arguments.
Right, let's cut it off here.
Don't have an argument.
Let's go binary each other in the butt. I don't know what that means.
All I think of when I hear binary is the Flight of the Conchords.
0011001.
Yeah, that's what I think of.
Right. Beer52.com. Talked about that. Banter10 is the code if you want to get subscription beer every month. What are you looking for?
I'm going to get that.
What? What are you doing? You do? Ain't nobody... Lick my piss.
Can you talk to yourself? I can't type.
You cannot type. Right, so, while Maury Google songs here, beer52.com, put in the code BANTER10 for £10 off your beers. Buy a ticket for the Ulster Hall because there's a lot more selling than I thought there was, so definitely get yourselves one. And just write 001.
Is that where you
are? Oh, God. This is great listening. We talk for 40 minutes by ourselves every morning, so this podcast is long as shit.
I don't think that's your proper camera, Murray.
You know, I thought I had a sort of bit called Colin Googles things, and it was really boring to listen to. This might be worse.
You look good,
doesn't
it?
Yeah. I spent ages making this.
There's a lot of talking here.
Jesus Christ.
We are robots.
The world is very different ever since the robotic uprising of the mid-90s. There is no more unhappiness.
Affirmative.
We no longer say yes. Instead, we say affirmative.
Yes, affirmative.
Unless it's a more colloquial situation with a few robo-friends. There is only one kind of dance, the robot.
And the robo boogie.
Oh, yes.
It's a longer intro than Stairway to Heaven.
Humans
are dead. Just confirmed that they're dead. So if we could have fun. Affirmative. I poked one, it was dead. It's just that.
Alright. Alright.
The end of it.
Was that it?
It's here, isn't it?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Is it the credits?
No. Because they are dead.
Binary solo.
0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 Okay. Can we stop this now?
Yeah.
Okay, say bye.
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 Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. We're your destination for electrical products. Keep yourself safe and protected with new GFCI outlets from Legrand. They're available in a variety of finishes. Now at Menards, save big on all Legrand outlets and dimmer switches. View our entire selection of Legrand products today on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.